So what's your favorite part about public speaking, and why do you think it's so important?
You're going to laugh at this answer too. The attention.
Great. That's why we started it, because for the attention.
No, not at all. But you know, it's really what it is, the attention, the someone actually hearing me out. You know, I know that there's a funny side, like, yeah, you know, it was woohoo. Right. But there's a serious side to it that people are hearing it out.
Yeah. I think Sam has told me several times, you know, when he was in elementary school, middle school, high school, he wasn't heard. I always listened. Obviously, his family, I mean, we love Sam and we think Sam's perfect. But as far as his peers, people just wouldn't take the time to understand what autism was and to understand Sam. And just because, I mean, I teach middle school. I know how they are. That's, if they're not comfortable with you, they don't give you a chance. And so that's just how that age group is. So he felt like he was never heard until he started the podcast and started his mission.
And now, speaking gigs.
And speaking. And so, yeah, I understand what you're saying. People are listening. And he has never felt like they did. So it's a change for him.
What is an aspect of autism that you experienced that is better in you than it is in other people?
Oh, the creativity side of me. I can definitely be a lot more out of the box thinker. And sometimes I think more than her. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
Thank you. But I would say that's what is creativity. And when an idea turns, it has to be done.
Well, I think a lot of, from what we have seen too, a lot of people that are on the spectrum too are very creative thinkers and sometimes logical thinkers at the same time. So you have, you know, people in history that based on, you know, their behavior, based on what people know now, you have these musical geniuses that probably had autism. You have most people that work in Silicon Valley, they probably have autism because that is how their brain works. They want to create something, you know, they want to see it from the beginning to the end. And that's kind of something else with even nonprofits and employment. A lot of times employers are really, they don't want to hire people on the spectrum. But what we want employers to understand is they're missing out. And that population needs to be tapped into, because people on the spectrum, they're punctual. They're reliable. They don't want to mess up. I think for a long time, and still probably today, Amazon, they were hiring people on the spectrum because they were noticing with like data entry and things like that, they were not messing up. And
yeah,
but I think that employers sometimes don't have the training, or they don't understand, you know, how to give accommodations to somebody that needs it. So that's kind of disappointing sometimes.